High school was such a trauma that many cringe at the prospect of seeing those bullies, brats, and clowns ever again. In his column today, Clarence Page admits it took some of us 20 years to work up enough nerve to show up at a class reunion. Now he argues reunions have a therapeutic value. Still, he says there is one question never to ask at these affairs. If you'd like to nominate your most awkward high school reunion question, our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Clarence Page's syndicated column originates in the Chicago Tribune. He joins us here in Studio 3A. Clarence, nice to have you back.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
And what's the question that you say you should never ask?
Do you remember me? You know, I mean, it's one of those questions that, first of all, if the other person does remember you, you don't need to ask because they're going to make it quite apparent. If they don't remember you, then they are busily with a big grin on their face trying to talk their way around the fact that they don't remember you to try to act like, oh, hey, how you doing? How
That's
you
right.
been?
Weren't you in Mr. Smith's English
yeah,
class?
Yeah, right.
So, it never works out well.
You know, my memory is terrible for what happened last week. So when somebody, you know, asked me that, and, you know, at one point in the evening, I ran out of euphemisms and finally said, well, no. And she was so crushed. Bless her heart, you know. And there was another guy who I didn't remember simply because I didn't recognize him. You know, we go through changes after 40 years. But I said to him, you know that, well, really, he was a former football star. And he was rather crushed because he was such a big shot back then. And you know how that kind of thing is.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Your parents are right, you know, when they say, don't worry, time heals all wounds and wounds all heals. There is justice in time. You know, the person who is the big shot now or the cool girl in the best clique, you know, 40 years later, it's Archie and Edith Bunker or whatever, you know.
So there's high school karma.
Yeah, and then there are the nerds, you know, the Bill Gateses who become multi-billionaires and all and drive up in one of their several Jaguars. So,
but what finally convinced you to, get over those jitters after seeing all those people many years ago and saying,
time, oh, no. Neil, time. Sense of time.
Both of us have had a little bit more than that than many of our listeners, perhaps.
Well, yeah, you know this was my 45th anniversary reunion. I'm a proud member of the class of 65. We're a year late only because, you know, so many of us didn't want to take on the responsibility of actually organizing the darn thing. It's a lot of work to put together a reunion, and my hat is off to the committee members who did this. But we started thinking about how many of our class members aren't with us anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a rather sobering thing, especially just in the last few years. The reunion for the class of 64, they rung a bell, read off the names of all of the deceased members of the class. And it's a very sobering thing. I said, we ought to get together again just while we got each other around to look at each other. And it turned out to be the thing caught fire, really. There was an old garage band, the Intruders, that was classmates of ours.
Didn't
for a couple
everybody
years,
have a
popular.
High school band called the Intruders?
Of course they did. You know, it's like every town has got a saloon called the Blue Note. But yeah, the Intruders got together again after 45 years, reunited after their careers as electricians or CPAs, whatever, and practiced for about 6 weeks, and we partied like it's 1965.
Practice with you. How long does it take to remember the three chords to Hang on, Sloopy?
I have no idea, Neil. I'm not a musician.
There was
a lot of soul there.
I bet there
remember
was.
Animal House. Just think Animal House. And
so this was
Louie.
A toga party? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've asked listeners to email and call us with the most awkward question you should not ask at your high school reunion. This from Corey in Philadelphia. When did you lose all that weight you used to carry?
That's a good one. No one asked me that. they would have to ask, where did you gain all that weight you have now?
Let's get a caller in. This is Jalinda. Jalinda with us from Bathship in Ohio.
It's Bath Township, but that's close.
Okay.
To that. I have a couple, actually. This would be a continuing conversation. Oh, Susie, it's so good to see you again. You look so great. Who is your plastic surgeon? And
the
way, you know, I could have told you that your marriage to Randolph would not last. You're much too good for him. By the way, do you have his phone number?
You've been thinking about this for a while, haven't you?
Well, actually, I've been married for 40 years very happily, but I do know people who would identify with this very much.
Oh,
very
yeah. Well, me too. I mean, Neil, this is so much more fun to write about than the debt ceiling.
Really?
You know, you do a debt ceiling piece, you get the usual grouches, but for this, I've had so many great emails and Facebook notes. Oh, I wish I brought some with me, but, well, one fellow, I'll never forget, just a little while ago, wrote to me about how his 88-year-old mother drove 150 miles to her latest class reunion, and she was perturbed that the rest of the class hadn't stayed in as good a shape as she had. I heard from folks talking about how they too, well, some who would not go back to their class reunion if you paid them. I didn't like those folks then. I don't like them now. But, you know, I think they're young, Neil, because
they'll get over it.
Yeah, I think they will.
Jalinda, do you go to your class reunion?
You know, we haven't had one for a long time. I'm looking forward to it. Clarence, I graduated in 68.
Uh-huh. All right.
You've got I'm a child compared to you. Anyway, but
yes,
I'm looking
indeed.
Forward to it. I really am. We have some. Just the other day, I bumped into a woman at the grocery store, and she had a cute little baby, and I introduced myself and said, oh, what a cute baby. We started chatting, and it turned out that that's the grandchild of my former, one of my friends I hung around with, and I thought, oh, my goodness, she certainly did get old fast. But
you
anyway, I'm expecting my first grandchild, too, so, but mine's not here yet. So anyway.
Congratulations on the grandchild, or the forthcoming grandchild, and good luck at your reunion whenever it happens.
Yeah, whenever it happens. Thanks so much.
Email from Jeff in Moses Lake, Washington. In response to what not to ask at your reunion, I think the following would be tempting but sadly inappropriate. So, how did your narcissistic ability to garner attention at others' expense help you through this economic downturn?
Always keep the sunny side up.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And don't remember about those slights in the past.
Well, so true. Yes, you know, this is the thing. It's amazing what, one thing that's interesting, too, about the 40th anniversary reunion was how many apologies I heard.
Hmm.
This was interesting that people came, one fellow came over, a white classmate, came over, out of the blue, apologized for being so racist 45 years ago. And tell you the truth, I didn't remember how racist he was, but he remembered. You know,
that's interesting.
He didn't need to apologize to me. He needed to apologize for himself, really. You know, it's sort of a cleansing thing.
I don't want to take out an ad.
Well, thank you. You know, on a lighter note, two female classmates came over to apologize for punching me in the arm and beating me on the back relentlessly years ago when the teacher wasn't looking. I, of course, had totally forgotten this, but they both said it's because they both had crushes on me and didn't know how else to approach me.
That's really an interesting way to express affection.
I want to tell you, all I could say was, now you tell me. You know, what about all those Friday nights when I didn't have a date, you know, and thinking like with typical teenage angst that nobody loved me at all, you know. But this is the other thing about reunions. You can clear a lot of the air with them.
Let's see if we go next to Sherry. Sherry calling us from Nashville.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Great. My, I asked a really stupid question at our 10-year class reunion. A group of us were in a circle, all the girls that used to go to school together, talking about our husbands and our last names. And I looked at a girl after all of us had gone around, and I said, oh, what's your last name now? And she was like, oh, it's still Northcutt. So, I mean, you know, just totally making her feel out of place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Beat me up really fast.
How about another glass of punch?
Yes, quickly.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
This email is from Evan in Portland. It's along the same lines. Are you married?
Yes. There's a good one.
And this one from...
Or why aren't you married?
Or why
How
aren't
about
you
that,
married?
Huh?
Yeah, don't see a ring there. Yeah.
Yeah.
From C. Brownie, I would be careful not to expect people to be the same as they were in high school. I think most people make themselves after high school. I don't expect people to be the same, and you'd be surprised to see how people grow and change. Along these lines, don't ask about the greatest high school moment. Who wants to be defined as the prom king as an adult? Life goes on, after all.
Well, it should indeed, and people do think of their moments of glory. There have been so many great plays, Neil, written about people who had their great moment of glory in high school.
Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's because it is a fact of life, and I think it's a sobering thing. But the funny thing is that our parents try to tell us this. You know, when you're really feeling down in the dumps with teenage angst, your parents try to tell you, hey, this too shall pass. 10, 20 years from now, you're going to be laughing at this, and you're going to be way over here. Those other kids are going to be way over there. Of course, you don't hear them at all. The adolescent brain tunes that out entirely. But later, especially, I think this is why the 20th year reunion is so important, because by then you've had kids of your own and teenage kids of your own, and you start to see how high school is always ridiculous, regardless of what generation happens to confront it. But the kids can't understand that until they've been through it themselves.
In his syndicated column today in the Chicago Tribune, titled Why Class Reunions Matter So Much, Clarence Page quoted the great editor and columnist, the late Meg Greenfield, who wrote in her memoir, "So far, I have been able to discover nobody, regardless of situation, gets over high school."
Amen.
Clarence Page is our guest. Tell us the most awkward question you've gotten at your high school reunion, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. And let's get Chip on the line. Chip with us from San Antonio.
Hi. The worst thing I ever heard at a high school reunion was at a 30th year reunion, when a girl said to a boy, "You and I have some unfinished business, and I'd also like to apologize to Karen for 7th grade Texas history class." Thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.
Okay. Well, he may have unfinished business. Well, he solved his unfinished business with Karen, but anyway.
Your program is therapeutic, too, see? The cleansing hour. Let's change the name here.
Yeah.
But unfinished, now that's something.
Boy, that's a grenade. That's not
oh,
a question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's Ellen in North Carolina writes, "At my 50th reunion, I was greeted with, 'What was your SAT score? I can't even remember my son's scores, much less my own.'" And this from Conrad in Reno, "Not only bad at a high school reunion, but just about any time, when are you due?"
What do you do?
No, when are you due?
Oh, when are you due?
Yes.
Oh, goodness, that is the great faux pas of the falsely anticipated pregnancy or whatever there, yes. You have my sympathies.
Sandy's on the line from Mills in Wyoming.
Yes. I want to congratulate your guest for his courage in going to his class reunion. I didn't go to my 50th this summer. I had health issues, which were probably brought on by thinking of going to the class reunion. But my question not to ask would be, are those all your real teeth?
That's a, put that on the list, definitely.
Or would you like to borrow my Polident?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or is that a toupee that you're wearing?
A nice toupee. Yeah,
yes.
that's another good one. Yeah.
Hair?
Yeah. Sandy, have you gone through the torture yourself?
No, I haven't gone to any of my class reunions. And as I said before, I was thinking about going to my 50th, but I suddenly became really ill thinking about going to it, and I didn't go, and I don't really regret going, and your program has been therapeutic, too, for me. So I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Sandy.
Thank you for calling, Sandy. Let me say that, this is my third class reunion, and, as much as I have gotten to know my classmates better and better over the years, I still get nervous before going to the class reunion. I had second thoughts about doing it, and I had a good excuse because Hurricane Irene was blowing in as I was about to leave town. It would have been so easy to get on the phone and say, "Gee, I'm so sorry. You see the TV, blah, blah, blah."
I've got to get down to FEMA and advise on the policies.
But you know what? I flew out of Baltimore with Hurricane Irene coming in on the horizon just to get to that reunion. So, folks, and I want to tell you, it was worth it. I'm really delighted that I did.
Here's this from Cindy in Jacksonville. "Did you know I had a huge crush on you?"
Yes, that happened to me.
Did it?
That was it. Yeah. I had
those two arm punchers.
Yeah, the two arm punchers. And in fact, one of them went into quite a story about it. I talked to her parents about it, kind of thing. What should they do? And her parents, sounded like they gave her great counseling on how to deal with this, because was it proper for a girl to approach a guy and blah blah blah? But I never knew it. She was just a friend, far as I knew, just a fellow classmate back then. And it's amazing. Other people now have told me stories that they've had very similar.
Well, Cindy continues in her email, that started the destruction of a couple of marriages after our 10-year reunion. I shouldn't laugh.
Okay,
I'm afraid some of my classmates weren't quite mature yet. The 20th was so much better.
Well, you know, this is something that's emerged in recent years. These Facebook reunions, you know, that in this internet age now, folks are able to reunite more easily now over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's at the class reunion itself or over Facebook emails or whatever, rekindle old romances or romances that never quite got a chance to kindle before.
Mm-hmm.
And their results can be as mixed as any other romantic relationship. I'll put it that way.
Let's go next to Shannon. Shannon with us from San Francisco.
Hi. I got asked routinely at my 15-year reunion this summer, well, why don't you have kids? Why aren't you married? I definitely got why don't you have kids most often.
What did you reply?
You know, I'm career came first, and I've just been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get around to it.
How about none of your business?
Right.
That would work, too, probably.
Absolutely. I'm a late bloomer. You know, I didn't become a dad until I was 42, and I went through that a lot over the years. But I think it's worse for women. I think people really look upon you as suspect if you haven't pursued parenthood. And frankly, by the way, I'm glad I did wait, because however much patience I needed to have in life, I needed it. It was called into play in the act of being a father.
Shannon, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Here's this from Ed in Oakland. Wow, you're still alive.
There you go.
And finally,
which, by the way, our first class reunion, we accidentally announced one of our classmates as deceased, who was not deceased. It turned out he's a fireman in Cleveland, bless his heart.
And we'll end with this from Grace in Valley Falls, Kansas. On Saturday, I'm going to my first high school reunion, the 40th. I was so shy back then, even though I now have a PhD, a 30-year-old marriage, and a successful child. Part of my mind is still trying to revert back to the shy high schooler. Thanks for having the show today and giving me courage. Clarence, thanks for the courage of writing the column.
Thank you for having me.
Clarence Page's columns are syndicated by the Chicago Tribune. Tomorrow, an update on Afghanistan after the troop surge and another fighting season and a bloody month for American troops. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.